hands on his forehead protruded as he whispered in the language of the most ancient of gods. Then his voice changed to that of the source. Neither male nor female, it was a soft whisper and spoke in a language they could understand.
"You have summoned us from our slumber. Tell us what you seek."
Jericho crossed his arms over his chest.
"The name of the god who is controlling the Fenoi."
"You know the answer, dear Kratos. There is no need to bother us with something so trivial."
"I know my suspicions, but I need to know the truth."
"Zeus,"
the name echoed throughout the hall. Jericho growled low in his throat as his fury snapped hard.
"Why?"
A single tear of blood ran down Jared's white cheek.
"She is the one who can destroy him, fathered by a mortal man, and from the womb of a goddess she was born. It was why you were sent all those centuries ago to kill her. Why her mother fought so hard to protect her."
Delphine froze as she tried to understand what the source was telling them.
"My mother was human."
"No,"
the source whispered.
"Madoc was there the night they came for you. He fought by your mother's side."
"I fought with Leta, but Jericho wasn't there,"
Madoc said.
"You had already been taken into custody when he joined Doler in their small hut. Though you didn't see him, he was there, and he saved the life of the one child Zeus was trying most to kill."
"I don't..."
Madoc paused.
"No. Zeus punished us for a dream he had."
"You knew the truth then as you know it now. No Honoroi ever came forward or was punished as the one who gave Zeus his dream. You even suspected it then, but never dared to breathe your suspicion out loud, for fear of what more they'd do to you. Had any Honoroi dared to humiliate him, Zeus would have taken the one responsible and displayed his remains as a warning to all the others."
Madoc cursed.
"He's right. I always wondered why Zeus failed to point out the one responsible, why we were banned from ever mating again."
Jared looked to Delphine.
"A prophecy is only as powerful as the one who believes it. Now that you know the truth, it is only you who can command it."
Jared hissed, as his eyes and skin tone returned to normal. He had broken his connection to the source. Delphine still hadn't moved as she tried to sort through everything.
"My mother wasn't my mother?"
She looked at Madoc.
"Why didn't you tell me?"
"I didn't know. I mean, I knew you favored Leta in your looks, but... never in my wildest hallucinations would I have dreamed you were her supposedly dead daughter. Thank the gods that I never told Zeus about you."
"Indeed. And thank the gods she had made it a point to avoid the others. Had any ever suspected? But it did make her wonder about the woman who had borne her, the woman she'd never met."
"Is my mother still alive?"
"Yes.
She lives in the human realm with her husband. Delphine let out a happy yet sad cry as tears filled her eyes. Her mother was alive. She turned to look at Jericho. He wasn't there. Jericho? Frowning, she glanced around the room, but he was nowhere to be found. Madoc scowled as he looked about, too.
He was right here.
The same thought went through them at the same time. Zeus! Jericho had gone after the Father God.